Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous again.
Me too.
Yeah. Thought that may not go the way that we wanted it to go. Hope everybody's having a great Friday, getting your weekend started. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I've got a lot of fun stuff that I got going on. There's great stuff tonight.
Oh, you said you got a couple holiday parties.
Two holiday parties. One tomorrow night that I'm really looking forward to. I look forward to it every year.
Should Greg and I, like,
what, you're not invited.
What are we doing as far as pickup wise, transportation?
Because I'll go.
Yeah. It is a party with people from the neighborhood. A good percentage.
Oh, even better.
Of whom,
perfect.
You're going to talk to your neighbors?
Not my neighbors. My friends. Right? It's people from my community. But not from my street, right? And of the people that are at this party, I like 60% of them or so. It's a good group.
It's a big number for you.
The people that host put out the most amazing spread. Everybody brings wine, so there's tons of good wine there.
This is great. I can't wait.
Will they tell you?
What do you want to do? How do you
want to
do this?
You want me to pick you up? You want to pick me up?
No, let's Uber down there. Because we're staying at his place anyway.
You should drive up and down the streets of Laguna Niguel just looking for it. Just back and forth.
Oh, I got to wait. I
have spidey senses.
I have people.
Trav!
I know Bobby.
Will they tell you nice haircut, Trav?
So,
did you get the haircut for this?
No, I just got a haircut because you asked, so I'll tell you the answer. Whenever I can see that hair from the side of my neck hanging out, that's the signal to go get a haircut. So I went yesterday, and I just went to the men's room during the break there, caught another glimpse. I look ridiculous. I genuinely, this is a ridiculous haircut. It is. It is drastically different from what I usually
do. It's got like, it's hilly.
Yes. And it just sticks out. Yeah. Like, there's no, this is it. This is what it's going to look like for like a week and a half or two.
I almost want to work on it.
You should. We have some scissors in there. Will you go in there and just get rid of the ones that are half an inch too long?
Just think about.
Do we have a comb? Do you have a comb, Emily?
Why would I have a comb?
I don't know.
Women don't have combs.
They have brushes.
Brushes? Do you have a brush?
I don't have a brush.
Yeah. I'll do it if you want a comb.
I can try and eyeball it.
Just go get the paper cutter from the back room back there.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'll lay down on my side. By the way, that's about what it looks like they use to cut my hair right now. Like an axe and a tree stump.
Every
hold
time
still.
I see that thing up, I'm like, whoever just used it, can you just put it down?
It's a little freaky.
That thing is ready to chop wood.
You'll take your fingers off.
I know.
Clean off.
Would you? I just see it all the way up like this. Yeah. I'm like, who used it? Just put it down.
Would you trust anybody in this office to cut any part of your hair?
No.
Not one person. Not Emily, not Amanda, not Trish.
Don't trust me.
No.
No, I don't
what
think
about
so.
Taylor?
That's a skill that you need to have. That's not just something you can
do. Well, like, not
you
do
need
a whole haircut, but like, you know, they can just
like even it out?
Bit, yeah,
no,
even
I,
out.
I don't know. I don't feel like that. Look, couldn't be any worse than what I got right now, so I guess there's no downside. Taylor, you said you had a promotion go awry on you?
Yeah, Slew's story it reminded me of this time that I worked for a different radio station here in Los Angeles, and they sent me out to the Santa Fe Springs swap meet with some Lyft tickets for Big Bear, and I was supposed to give these tickets out to a crowd of Metallica cover band fans. They were there to see Damage Inc., this Metallica cover band, and during the course of this show, one of the fans threw a bottle at the lead singer, and the band cut short. So I'm still there with these tickets, and it's my job to go on stage and ask Metallica trivia questions to all these inebriated people and decide.
How short did the band cut its set?
Probably like six songs in.
Okay.
So it's still my duty to give out these tickets.
Right.
I have to, you know, give them photographic evidence that I gave out the tickets, and the tickets are for the next day. So I get on stage, and they see me, and they start heckling me, too, right away. And I'm also, this is back when I drank, so, I mean, I'm at the swap meet, I'm going to have a few drinks,
sure.
I had some liquid courage, so I was giving it back to them. I'm like, come on, how many of you guys are actually going to go out tomorrow if I give you these tickets, go to the
two-hour drive to go skiing?
Yeah, none of you are going to go. And I finally got so frustrated with them that I just walked off the stage. I found a nice family off to the side, like six kids. I gave them the tickets, and I just tore out of there.
Do you remember some of the heckles that you got?
I can't really say them on air.
Oh, they're
those kind of heckles.
Yeah.
I like it.
Did you have like nine cars follow you as you were leaving?
Just got out of there in the station vehicle as fast as possible.
Yeah. Promotions is tough biz. That because you're going to get rowdy people. You're going to want people that want the stuff, even if they don't want the stuff.
Yep.
It's a different deal. It is a different deal. All right, 877-710-ESPN. We lost the two people on hold that were going to tell us their drunk dad stories. So if you'd like, Go ahead. We were talking. How did we? I know you told your story, but how did we get on it in the first place?
Emily, do you remember? She's on the phone.
I don't remember the story.
I don't remember how I got.
We
on
got on the story about whether we've seen our parents. Well, when's the? That's what it was. You asked the question about when was it? When is it okay to kind of have a few drinks in front of your kids?
Why are we getting that?
That I don't remember, but that's kind of where.
Yeah, you opened up the window.
We actually have one back. We have Anthony and Hawthorne on line one. If you want to take him,
let's do Anthony. Anthony, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, bud?
How's it going? How you guys doing today?
Great.
That's good. That's good. Well, mine is different. So basically, me and my dad, we're out having the time of our life, like Friday night. Lakers must have played or something. We were out at the bars, just, you know, having father and son time. But the next morning, he has a funeral to go to. But he gets, like, destroyed. I'm talking, like, crazy. Like, crazy.
It's a good
night.
Laker win.
So the next day, yeah, it was a Laker win. But I kid you not, the next day he's at the funeral and he has to play the organ. In the middle of like the service, he fell off the organ.
Oh no.
The most embarrassing thing ever. So I had to pick him up, and mind you, he's like, my dad is 6'5", like 300 pounds. He's huge. So I'm like, oh my God. It was the most embarrassing thing. You had to have, like, the pallbearers had to help me. I'm like, he's not even at a casket. Jesus Christ.
So here's my question, Anthony.
Anthony, sounds like it happened yesterday.
That's kind of my question. Anthony, is this something that you and your dad eventually got to a point where you could joke about, or is it something you don't talk about?
We actually joke about it a lot. Oh, that's one of the best stories we ever tell, like on our father's son trips and stuff. Like, that's the best story I have of him.
That is terrific. Thank you for sharing, Anthony. That is awesome.
Does that make you want to drink more with him or less?
I think we lost him.
Because, you know, like if you drink with him too much, like, oh, wow. Well, but, okay, don't want that to happen.
But think about what he just said. He said his dad's 6'5", 300 pounds. That's a lot of man to have to move around if you're responsible for him.
Oh, yeah, and the dead weight when he's
passed
out.
Also takes a lot to
get drunk. Yeah, it's that true. He's got picture
Dad,
like
use your legs.
Andre the Giant
you.
With those barrels that he used to, the barrels of beer that he used to slug along the way. Boy. Johnny, Santa Fe Springs. Johnny, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
I just want to know who set up Taylor and sent him to Santa Fe Springs with Big Bear tickets, because the crowd of Santa Fe Springs is, imagine the Raider fans.
It was a death match.
I don't see any of them going down to Big Bear to pee for the weekend.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, Taylor clearly called them out and said, none of you guys are going tomorrow.
A deserving family got those tickets. I hope they went. I don't know if they did or not.
Nice day along the way.
As long as you got the pictures for it.
So Pac-12 championship tonight. It's, you know, kind of a weird deal. Friday night, that's when the Pac-12 does their championship game. SC in Utah. SC is a favorite. The one game they lost this year was to Utah by 1 point. Utah goes for 2 at the end of the game. It was a really exciting game. Caleb Williams, I think, here's what's on the line. If it goes SC's way, you get a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that in his very first year in the program takes the team to the Final Four after a very dark period of Trojan football and immediately stores the organization and the university's program back to elite status. Win the game, all of that happens.
Yep.
Lose the game. I still think he gets the Heisman Trophy, but short of a dreadful performance. Mm-hmm. I think he gets the Heisman Trophy. Even if he threw like 3 picks, I think he still gets it.
Which is secondary.
Yeah. They were in what? The Holiday Bowl? The Alamo Bowl? That everything that is one game away from you is now not just, we're still in the Rose Bowl, we're still this. It goes from everything that could make this program elite again to, cool, we're back in the middle of the pack.
So a couple weeks ago, we were having an argument with you.
Oh, boy, what'd I do now?
No, I'm actually leaning towards you on this one.
Okay.
We're having a conversation. This is before SC plays UCLA, okay?
Right.
And I didn't think SC was going to beat UCLA, beat Notre Dame, and win the Pac-12 championship. They've done 2 of those 3 steps. And you were saying, look, you're this far. probably not good to hear that you get this far. The expectations can change as the season progresses.
Absolutely.
Right? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, at that point, we didn't know how it was going to shake out. But our argument was, you make it to the Rose Bowl, that's a damn good season.
Sure.
Keep in perspective what happened a year ago. Now where they're sitting today, I couldn't agree more now with you. Now,
absolutely.
Again, it was different a couple weeks ago, and I think the Rose Bowl was what switched it for me.
It was a nice safety net.
It was a great safety net that you could say, okay, this,
not
that, whatever
perfect,
happened.
But pretty darn good.
If they lose today against a Utah team they've already lost against.
It's a good team.
It's a good team. It's not USC. Based off what USC has, what they've done this year, and how USC is getting hotter as the season's progressing, right? Like, Utah is there because they had to get some help. Things had to happen for Utah to get there. SC is there because
they took care of business.
They took care of business against good teams the entire way. Trav, you just played out there that they can go from the college football championship. You're one of the top four teams in the country.
I want to add one more thing to it, too, because I don't think that they'll win the national championship, even if they get in. They could, but I don't think that they will. Even without a national championship, they would have the best season in college football. From where they started to what they ended up with, it is the best
season.
You're
saying getting there and losing right out the gate against
Georgia.
Getting
in the Final Four with a Heisman Trophy winner in your first year with a new coach, nobody had a better year.
But think about
one loss, and it was by 1 point.
Right.
But think about them losing today against Utah. Same scenario. Good game, comes down to the end. They lose 38-41. That is to kind of have those two scenarios play out. If you want to talk about one game that could dictate so much of what this season was, I couldn't agree more. What before I was just all on the guys, look what they've accomplished, to now, Berg, I'm kind of all the way with you. What an awful season it would be if it ended like that.
It would turn eventually. Like, by the time you got to March, you'd be like, okay, look, we lost two games. We had Cable Williams. We have a Heisman Trophy. We got the right coach. But in the moment, it would be a kick in
the
Pulisic.
It would did.
Can I ask you about the Heisman Trophy? Why is this weekend even involved within the Heisman Trophy?
I completely agree
discussion.
With you. Because we're human beings.
But it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't, but it will.
But if not everybody's playing, it's not.
You're right.
You're not guaranteed to go to this game.
You're right, but here's what it is.
It's a postseason game.
They go out there and they lose 42-20 and he throws four picks? That's how
it will have an
effect. He shouldn't lose it.
He shouldn't, Greg, but he would.
But it would have an effect.
He might.
I just don't get why that should even be close to a thing.
Because
this is a postseason game.
You know the answer to this.
It's a postseason game.
It's the last thing we see.
Berg, it's a postseason game. Berg, but think about what he just said.
Yeah.
That's the only way it's even a conversation is if that happened.
Right.
That can't happen, right?
Oh, sure it can. Oh, it's unlikely, but it can.
It can happen, but I'm saying that if that happened in the final game with all... By the way, he's been great in big games. He was great against Utah.
Terrific.
He was great against UCLA. He was great against Notre Dame. It's not supposed to happen. It shouldn't happen. But if it did happen, you cannot tell me that that's not sitting in your mind, and I think it does. That's just kind of the nature of what happens last.
I get it. They should have the voting end before this week.
That's a different conversation. They haven't.
And if you're not going to, then it has to go all the way through into the bowl season.
I mean, they gave out manager of the year in baseball 4 months after the season.
Right, break. But it was only they didn't go through it. What you did in the postseason didn't matter.
But that's the point. The point is that they should give it out right after the regular season ends,
exactly.
So then you don't have to have that conversation or discussion.
All right, Lakers tonight, they kind of get a really great weekend kicked off. They go first, then SC and Utah. It's a good weekend. What happens if they get it started right, Slee, and win the game? That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, during this holiday season, ESPN LA and Subaru are partnering with the Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural Long Drive-a-thon event. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of Americans fallen or disabled military and first responders. Event is taking place on Friday, December 9th at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you'd like to participate and purchase a green fee, just go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. So, T-Raj, Lakers, Bucks. And
what time does pregame start?
Pregame starts at 3.
3.
So 3, tip off 4:30. They're going to have a lot of these.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes to, from the time that we end to the time that you're back on again.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to eat a little bit. That's half an hour.
Is it raining outside? Can I go get a little fresh
air? Still damp. You go for a walk. Okay. So
you do your laps.
I do. I
kind of like those.
I take a lap most mornings. Get a little fresh air. Get my head clear.
I could.
You could skate.
Yeah.
I could skate. That's right. 100%. I'm all over that. That I already bought my ticket to.
Can you skate at all?
No.
Like, if you had to go around that loop out here, could you do it? Like, I couldn't. I'm not going to look like Connor McDavid, but I could get around the loop.
Yeah.
Could you do
also,
that?
What a pull.
I could curl.
Connor McDavid.
I could probably do it.
Person,
I could do it backwards.
Could you do it?
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah, it's just, I was hoping you'd say no, because then I wanted to make you try.
Then I could be on my knees the whole time, just having a 9-year-old pull me.
That's me. Whenever my friends have asked to go skating, any sort of skate thing, I will say yes and forget that I'm bad at skating.
I need a button for brakes.
I'm almost positive I told this the last time we were talking about the little ice rink that's out there.
Yep.
My buddy John and I and Susan, my now wife at the time, girlfriend, and this girl that he was, I think it was their first date. And he's like, hey, why? It might still be there. You probably know. There's an ice rink in Pasadena at the Civic Center. Is it still there?
No idea.
Okay. There was or is one there.
Mm-hmm.
And we decide to go ice skating at the Pasadena Civic Center one night. And we're out there, and all of a sudden I see the guys that like tend to the ice, they're racing over to the corner to help this person that's down. Right. And I'm thinking, oh, somebody, you know, bumped or whatever. It's John's date who didn't know how to skate at all.
Oh.
She broke her leg. Okay, they had to bring an ambulance onto the ice. This is their first date. She ends up breaking her leg ice skating.
Gosh.
He has to go to the hospital, the whole thing, get her home, all of these things that are going on. Susan and I are like, you guys are good? Okay, later. We went to a movie. So be careful. If you decide to go skating, it's not just all fun and games. Be careful.
Ain't nobody skating.
Also, before
Taylor,
we get into
that, won't happen in the break there.
Before we get into Lakers stuff, sorry, but just update on the World Cup. As it stands right now, it would be Swiss and Brazil advancing, but if Serbia scores or if Cameroon scores, it gets more interesting.
Sure. Yep.
I tried to be as simple as I could, guys.
That actually was
a thousand
the best
times
explanation
better than
we've had in the last week.
That was, these are the two teams that are in. Mm-hmm. If this team scores, the other team.
Well,
she
also didn't go past. If these two teams or these two countries score, it could get interesting. She stopped there because I think our brain stops also there.
I got the sense that she knew what she was talking about. I get the sense that Greg's making it up.
He is confident.
Greg's like, yeah, I think Antarctica is into the knockout round if Santa Claus scores a goal in the 8th minute. I have no idea.
And you and I nod our head and we're like, yep, that is also correct.
Anyway, sorry. We're talking about what you're going to do with your time before your pregame show, which is about the Lakers, which is what you wanted to talk about.
All right, so we're getting in the...
She broke her leg, Al.
That's
like
awful.
On her first date.
That's,
by the way, I don't even think there was a second
date. Of course there wasn't. That's it. It's over. And I'm talking about
but
her
took
telling
care of her,
him.
Took her to the hospital.
Well, yeah. You're
a nurturer.
Monster if you don't
no,
take the
No, you're a
girl
monster that's saying to them, hey,
date?
You guys good? We're going to go watch a movie.
Wasn't
we'll
my
finish
date.
This burger.
I think we saw Philadelphia. I don't know why I remember that, but I think
also
that's right.
Also not like a heartwarming movie. No,
well, kind of a downer of a night to start, so we figured, you know, what are you going to do? Sorry, Al.
No, we're good. Lakers play later.
So
you can't really follow up that one. She broke her leg.
Let's talk about what if the Lakers win tonight? What if the Lakers go out there and Giannis is still really good, but AD kills him? Now what happens? Why are you laughing, Taylor?
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Come
sorry,
on.
Alan. What do you want to talk about?
No. You guys keep going on what you're going. It's the word.
It's what you wanted to talk about.
I would rather hear more about what happened.
I don't know what happened after that. She disappeared. We never saw her again. He's married
to a
different woman now. Yeah.
So they never went on a second date. That never happened.
I don't think so.
I would think she would kind of have a little bit of.
I remember John, like,
this man
we're
took
skating
care
around,
of me.
And I see him. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He goes, no. Oh, it popped in my head. Her name was Tori. And he goes, no, that's Tori. I'm like, what do you mean that's Tori? The one on the ice that they're bringing a stretcher out for, that the ambulance is now in the building, that's her. I'm like, so you're going to go to the hospital? He goes, yeah, I have to, right? I'm like, yeah, you probably should. All right, call me tomorrow. Let me know how it ends up. Susan and I are going to the movies.
Let me just sign your cast. Put my number down here.
What's Tori?
That's got to be the, like, if you think about going on dates and you think of, trust me, there's plenty of worst case scenarios.
Oh, sure.
There's plenty of really bad dates, and that could have nothing to do with an injury. It could just have to do with a bad date.
I don't like you.
But something like that where you're actually calling and
actually broke a
freaking
wrinkle.
Ambulance? Heck no.
It's a bad deal. Sorry.
That's yeah, a
I'm done.
Very, very bad deal.
Yes. Hopefully everybody in Milwaukee gets out of there in one piece tonight, and the Lakers can beat the Bucks.
What if they beat them? Just what if they beat them?
Great
what
win.
If they? What if they? They have no impressive road win this year. They don't. They got two wins against San Antonio Spurs. They've lost to some. They've actually had some pretty tough opponents on the road.
Yeah,
Golden State, Clippers. One of those games, I think.
Phoenix.
Denver. They've got some tough games that they've played. You never really kind of thought in any of those games Lakers would win it. I don't think many people are looking at the Lakers tonight and saying, "Oh, they're going to go beat the Bucks." By the way, Chris Middleton happens to come back tonight against the Lakers.
Yeah, it's a little unlucky.
There's 20 points, 5 rebounds, and
honestly,
5 assists.
Honestly, though, if I can be honest, I think, I mean, you'd rather play him without Chris Middleton.
I know
what
you're saying. That's going to take a second
but
to
if,
get him back
in. If you played him in a week from now or 2 weeks from now, that's what you really don't want, because presumably he's going to be pretty rusty tonight.
Let's say they win the game. It's not perfect basketball. Milwaukee struggles. Milwaukee has one of those games. They just, 18 turnovers, and they didn't shoot very well. They missed a lot of threes, but the Lakers walk away with a win. Does it matter how they win? Because for me, I got to be honest with you, for a team that's sitting where they are and they don't have that many impressive wins on their resume, I don't care what Milwaukee did. I just care that the Lakers found a way to walk away, start the trip out 1-0, and then maybe use this to kind of build some. They could sell themselves on that.
I think it matters if they win, how they win to me. I don't think it matters how they win as far. It counts as a win. They're going to have to win, somewhere between 35 and 40 some odd games to get into the playoffs.
Yep.
So you got another win. That's good news, and you'll take it and you'll keep it moving. But as far as me and how I feel about this team, I think it does matter how you got there. That if you win the game by a point or two because Giannis fouled out or had an injury or couldn't make a shot, he had a night where he went, 2-for-17, then that doesn't really fill me with a great deal of enthusiasm for what's coming next.
Even with how much they've struggled
because
they can't get a good
win. They didn't do it. The other team didn't do it. Right? They won, but it's more that Milwaukee lost. If they beat them because they play better than Milwaukee and Milwaukee plays well, I think it matters a lot. I think that's one of those, like you said, it's a good road win. It's their best win of the season. They beat a guy who has absolutely annihilated them of late. Yeah, I think in that scenario, it's a really positive sign. And you see one or two more things like that, you can start to talk yourself into, hey, maybe that was just a terrible start. But if you just stumble your way into a win because the other guy was worse than you, I don't think that's what you're onto.
Those Giannis versus AD numbers, I know we talked a little bit about it if you're just tuning in right now. Giannis, 2 games against the Lakers last year, averaged 45 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. Giannis, 2 games. AD played in both of those games, 45 and 11 in 2 games. AD on the other side, 20 and 9. You're talking more than double the amount of points, obviously more rebounds, more assists as well. Every category
you
can think of.
I'll tell you what's crazy about that when we come back, because there's a whole bunch in there that I've been hoping to see that I've kind of let go of the rope on. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
We talked about in the last few segments about Travis's haircut and how lovely it is. Yeah, I'm just gonna keep saying.
I wish I could be mad at you for saying it, but you're not wrong.
So Jason Levine says we gotta have to post a pic of
be
Travis's
my
new hairdo.
That's fine.
Yeah. We need to have the people, because we don't have YouTube today. It's the non-benefit of having YouTube today.
Come on in, take a picture, do what you make sure you get it from the top so you can see how ridiculous it looks.
Take the headset off for a second.
It's the headset doing that, though.
No, it's not. It's not. I would love to say that it is, but it's not. You guys tell me.
It's just too short. That's all. Side's great.
Do you
top
guys
is too short?
Would anybody here describe me as somebody that's vain?
No, I don't think you care that much about how you look.
I want to look presentable to the world, right. But I'm not particularly vain person. This. Mm-hmm.
Why do you wear so many name brands?
Kind of bothers me a little bit. I look like a 6 years old and a balding 6 year old. That's what it looks like. It's not a great feeling. What do I have today? Oh, yeah, I do have. I like this jacket. This is a good one.
Travis Matthews?
Yeah. Matthew, singular.
Or Matthew.
Yes.
That's a great brand.
I am going to play a little golf after the show today. I'm very excited. I got my golf pants and my shirt. I'm excited. I just, you know, every once in a while you have that thing that you're looking forward to and you've been looking forward
for
4 or 5 days.
It's right there.
It's 2 hours from now or 2:45-ish.
Yeah.
Going to be in a pretty good spot, Silly.
Is it better to play? Living. I don't know anything about golf. Is it more enjoyable to play a little overcast, a little misty? Like, what about that?
So, as a Californian, I like playing golf in the cold because I know it doesn't happen very often. Mm. Right? Like, that is a thing that I look forward to because it's unusual.
You're not up in like Frisco or something.
No, it's going to be
freaking freezing.
60 degrees. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. I don't mind. You get a million sunny days. That's easy. Everybody likes that.
How funny is that? You don't care about the sunny days because it's another sunny day.
It's normal. It's like being in Portland. Like, I can't wait for it to rain again. Don't worry.
It's coming.
It's right around the corner.
You guys ever seen that movie La La Land?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the opening song, it's like another day of sun.
Yep.
And that's what, you know.
Did you like that movie, Slee? Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I remember Kate's back on the other side.
Are you a musical fan in general?
I'm not. I don't go out looking for them, but I thought it was good. I thought I didn't walk away saying, oh my gosh, it's terrible. I thought it was going
to
be.
I was fully expecting to hate it, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I'll go a step further. It wasn't not bad. I liked it.
It's like a golden age musical. It's a harkening back to like the Singing in the Rain.
You know what else was really, it's about LA, which I love. I like where I'm from. I like the city.
And it's romanticized.
Landmarks. It's a very stylized, romanticized version. I liked it
but
great deal.
But I did see that movie on a date. And, okay, so the thing is, he asked me I asked him if go to a movie for a date. I said, okay, what do you want to see? I asked him. He said, oh, I don't care. You choose. I said, okay, I want to see La La Land. And I think it's a cute little romantic movie to see on a date. Whatever. Go there. get dinner beforehand, go to the movie. He clearly does not like the movie. He comes out and just trashes the movie afterwards. I really liked it. And it's also, there was parts in the movies, you know, I don't know if you guys both saw it, but they hold hands in the movie theater at one point, and I'm like, oh, this would be really cute. No, he was not about this whatsoever. So I was like, all right, no more dates.
Was he doing things during the movie that you knew he didn't like?
He just kind of like seemed a little off.
He's yelling, come on, this movie sucks.
They would never sing.
He's just streaming a game. He's got
NFL. He didn't know it was a musical, and then it really threw him off. And I was like, I told you the movie ahead of time, and you had ample time to look
up.
Okay,
wait. He didn't like the movie. That's okay. He didn't get another date because he didn't like the movie?
Okay, so this was like multiple dates, and it would have been a long distance thing. And so
okay, so other factors. It wasn't like he doesn't like La La Land. Screw him.
It's more of his attitude about having adversity. So if your attitude is having adversity, like something you didn't like, and obviously something I clearly did like, to have a kind of mean attitude about it.
Right.
That's
you could
showing
still have
yourself.
A positive perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if I liked it.
That's one of those things. Like, yeah, I didn't love it, but yeah, I'm glad you liked it. You could have that, or that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I can't. Anybody that likes that, kind of one of those sort of situations.
Yeah. So anyway, that did not really work out.
Musical.
Who thought La La Land was going to bring up
who knows
a bad date?
Speaking of, this isn't a bad date, but you got to tell Al the story, get his opinion about the job you applied for.
Okay, so not that I'm leaving the job. No. I am looking for another part-time job, just a little bit of a little extra cash, and it would be at the gym that I go to already, so that I wouldn't have to pay the gym fee. So would have worked out, save myself money, and make a little change. And it's only like they only went like 2 days a week, so I'm like perfect. I don't need to do a lot of extra stuff. So then I, you know, I apply, put in my resume. It seems pretty informal because they send an email to their
whatever,
Dave at cycleclass.com.
And I haven't gotten...
Pump it out.
I applied on Monday, and I put my resume that's like my resume that has like front desk work. I worked at other gyms, things like that. Not like my one for a job like this. And I haven't heard back from it. And I'm a little bit pissed. And it's also like I've gone to this cycle place since, and I've probably seen the person that I would be interviewing with.
You don't know who it is, though?
I don't know for sure who it is. And so it's just like...
Okay, next step. It's only been 4 days.
That's what I said. That's
it's only been 4 days.
Like, yeah.
But
next
four step, days, yeah.
Give it a
next
week.
Next step, I would wait next week if you don't hear back, let's say by Tuesday, Wednesday, lob a call over. Hey, I applied.
What the?
Tell me what the next step would be.
But understaffed, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just kind of like,
she
all
calls
right,
her. You're 24th
you
in line.
I mean, yeah, it's like, obviously this job isn't going to make or break me, but it just kind of was like,
but
all
no,
right.
I wouldn't get that
give
discouraged
it a week,
about
Emily,
it. But it's also like the... That's kind of how a lot of jobs go, right? Like,
but it's a front desk job. It's not like it's going to be... I don't need to have the biggest requirements to do it.
You should
know.
Be a trivia host. You could win every week.
I honestly should. I think I'd like that too. Anyway.
There you go. Well, once you don't get the job at the gym, you can go apply for the job
at the bar.
Trivia place. Taylor, you were a trivia host. You can hook her up. You got to know the ins
good
and outs
times.
Of the industry.
A lot of people you have to know. A lot of people. I have no idea.
I'll do it.
Second coming of Alex Trebek.
So Travis, you were talking about how you wanted a little bit more something that you haven't seen out of AD or out of Lakers.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I would like him to take something personally on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. Giannis very clearly takes Anthony Davis personally because the numbers that you were averaging 45 points a game.
That's personal.
Of course it is.
That's personal.
Because as great as Giannis is, that's not a coincidence that going up against another very high-profile player on a very high-profile team who, for a period of time, was considered one of the best big men in basketball. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you think so? Watch this.
18 of 23 from the field, 17 of 20 from the field, the two games they played.
That's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
That is not just I happen to have a good night. That is, I want to tear you in half.
Mm-hmm.
That is, Shaq, you didn't give me enough tickets for my birthday. I'm going to go out there and humiliate you. That is Jordan making something up to motivate himself. That's Kobe thinking, oh, you're the Kobe stopper? I would love for Anthony Davis to have that gear. That is don't think it exists in him. His personality does not have that. I want to humiliate
you. Can I give you an example? He had that stretch, those 2 weeks of games, where he had monster numbers. Monster numbers. I mean, these were big-time numbers. These are 35 and 15s. It's 35 and 20s. But in those games, did it seem personal in any of them?
No.
Did it seem personal against, hey, you know those idiots that talk on the radio? I hear some chatter in L.A., or I saw this article in the L.A. Times, or some of that. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be another player. It's there is a conversation in the city that I'm representing. I don't like that conversation. I make it personal for whatever excuse that you just mentioned. That week that he had, or 2 weeks that he had, he was amazing.
Yep.
Still wasn't personal.
No.
What do you want him to do, rip his jersey off?
No. I want him to be at his best when somebody's questioning why he isn't. That's what I'd
like
to
see. How about
take
this?
It personally.
How about this? When we say, because you're right, like, how do you interpret personal?
Yeah. What did Tim Duncan do when he took things personal?
Yeah.
He wasn't
let me say this. You don't have to be Giannis Antetokounmpo has been considered the best big man in the NBA for the last couple of years. That used to be AD's title. That used to be he's the best two-way player.
Right.
Lakers are four games below 500. They're starting a six-game road trip. They don't really have that many impressive wins on the resume yet this year. Certainly don't have one on the road. We're talking about Taylor. There are certain games where you're a little bit different than others because everyone's watching or the stakes are a little bit higher. I think that's what I'm referring to.
What I'm referring to is do what Giannis did. You got one of the other, air quote, best players at your position coming in. Embarrass him. I'm not saying you don't have to say a word. Just go out there and kick his ass. That right? It's not
give him 40 and 10 on the other, or 40 and 15 on the other
side. It's not this. It's you watch the game, and at the end of the night, if you asked 100 people, 100 people go, he was better. That's what you want to see. Not. It's not a call somebody a name or anything like that. It is a when those two games that Al's talking about happened, there wasn't a person in the building that wasn't clear who the better player was.
Taylor's actually a perfect example of this.
Well,
you love the NBA, right? if I say Giannis right now and I say Anthony Davis right now, your conversation of the two players are completely different.
But on Giannis's team, there's no question of who the best player on his team is. On AD's team, he's at the mercy of the other questionably best player.
Do you think, and by the way, that's not, it's not a terrible point, that he 100%
brings the court, he brings the ball up the court a lot, you know, and AD doesn't have that option.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think AD's given LeBron also, and I don't think he's given the Lakers, guys, run everything through me. Remember we were kind of annoyed about this last week, that Bron comes back and Bron takes 22 shots and AD takes 15? There are certain ways that you can just, guys, it's coming through me, and he doesn't really put his foot down in any of those situations.
He's not that guy. LeBron is kind of, to use your, LeBron is passive aggressive and how he does it, but you can tell there are things that bother him, and then he goes out there and does the how do you like me now moment.
Can I give you a good example? I could see Bron taking tonight more personal than Anthony Davis would.
Yeah.
I could see Bron going out and saying, you think you're the baddest player on the, it's like, no, Bron. Let's let AD.
I couldn't agree more.
I could see Bron taking it more personal.
Russell Westbrook. He's more likely to have that moment where, now he's not, but he probably thinks he is. Watch this. I would love AD. Again, you're asking somebody, you're asking a tiger to be a lion. You're asking a trout to be a tuna. It's not what it is. He's not that guy. He's a talented athlete who has moments where he's extraordinarily good, but waiting for that, I'm going to show everybody, and it's going to be night after night after night. Nope. Not happening. The Dump coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Did you watch any Thursday night football last night?
No Thursday Nothing. Night. Nothing. So, a little bit of the first half.
Mac Jones went from, hey, the Patriots might have gotten their guy, to, do we need to go find another guy?
Or put Zappy in.
or put Bailey Zappy in there. He has not had the season that it's hoped for. And then yesterday he screamed at his offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, throw the blank and ball, and our run game blanking sucks. And you could read his lips clear as day. I'm okay with players being emotional. That I'm 100% okay with that. I'm less okay with it when you're this guy. I'm less okay.
Yeah, there's got to be Brady or Peyton Manning, weight to it.
Screaming whoever you want. But if you're Mac Jones, not so much.
Yeah, I was. It's kind of funny when you say that, because there are certain people that can get away with it. When you see it, everybody's like, oh, I like that. Oh, I'm really happy he went at his coach. I'm really happy he went at this. And there's other players who are like, yeah, he probably shouldn't say anything. I just kind of keep it down over there. It's probably better. It's better for everybody.
Yeah, Mac Jones should be.
Patrick Mahomes has something to say. Yeah, that sounds good.
Coach Patricia, maybe we run a few more pass plays, sir.
And I want his hands like this.
Looking at the ground.
Yeah.
Eye contact.
I want the shoulders down, too.
Just don't be bad at your job, and then you can yell at whoever you want. That's how that works. Tom Rinaldi, television sideline reporter, TV host extraordinaire. You ready for this schedule, Slee? This is what Tom Rinaldi has been doing over the last 10 days.
Okay.
On Monday, November 21st, he was in Qatar for the World Cup.
Okay.
He was hosting their coverage of the World Cup. The next day, he flew from Doha in Qatar back to Jersey.
Sure. No, it's everyone does. Who doesn't do Doha, Jersey? Yep.
The next day, he flew from Jersey to Dallas.
Okay.
Why, do you ask? Because he had to work on Thursday. He did the Cowboys and Giants. He was the sideline reporter of that on Thursday. Keep in mind, he was in Qatar on Monday. Friday, fly from Dallas to Columbus, Ohio.
Nothing. Guy just came from Doha to New Jersey.
He was on the sidelines for Michigan and Ohio State on Saturday. After the game, fly to Kansas City through Detroit. Okay. The next day, he is on the sidelines for the Rams and the Chiefs covering that game.
He could have skipped that day.
We all wish we could have skipped that day. The next day, the Monday the 28th, he gets back on a flight in Dallas to return to Doha. A 14-hour flight back to Qatar to put some finishing touches on a feature for Tyler Adams.
Get a green screen.
The next day, Tuesday, he does some live wraparounds on the Adams feature for Fox's live coverage of the U.S.-Iran World Cup game.
So, the hell is next?
You see if I can do this. Picture your globe, your map, people.
Yep.
He's in the United States. He flies to Qatar. He flies back to Jersey. He flies to Texas. He flies to Michigan. or Ohio. He goes from Ohio to Kansas City. He goes
through
from
Detroit.
Kansas City back to Dallas, and then Dallas back to Doha in a week.
That is his sleep schedule. Un-freaking believable.
That
he should come back. I hope he's on a flight right now to catch Pelicans and. He's got. Why do I keep going to Pelicans? That's like my go-to.
That is your go-to.
Whatever big noon Saturday is this week is what he's probably going to.
It's the lethal weapon of NBA teams for you. It's.
I want Charlotte to be that lethal weapon. Right? I keep falling on Pelicans.
I was going
to
say it's up to you. You could. That's
incredible. That's incredible.
It was today, December 2nd, 1975, that Archie Griffin became the first player ever. And only player ever to win two Heisman trophies. No one has ever done it since. I thought that Tim Tebow would do it because I believe Tim Tebow won it his sophomore year. And look, put all of our personal feelings aside. Tim Tebow as a college football player was extraordinary.
Unbelievable.
He was just an amazing, amazing college football player. I really thought he would do it, and he didn't. Didn't work out quite like that. I don't know if we'll ever see it again. It doesn't. Caleb Williams will likely win this season. He's coming back
next
season.
Yeah, sets the table.
But once in the history of the award?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, only one time.
It's funny. You know, you said Tebow back in college. I remember, I forget who it was, but they had a loss early in the season that they weren't supposed to lose. It comes out in the press conference.
I think it was Ole Miss.
Comes out in the press conference. And he's like, they're talking about the game, this and that. And then. Just you could tell something's just burning inside him, and all of a sudden he's like, "You know what? I just want to say, I apologize to all Florida. I apologize to this. We'll be better next time. I guarantee we're going to get there." I mean, it just goes through his speech. I'm like, "Jesus, this guy, a coach or is he a player?" He had one of those moments.
He did.
Had one of those moments.
Yeah,
he was great in college.
He was one of the best college quarterbacks. Yeah. One of the best college players ever. I remember that speech. They have it glued to the side of the stadium at the Swamp. They do. Mm. It's a memorable moment. You're right. And the whole time I'm like, come on, buddy. Stop. Come on.
You don't like the scripted stuff.
I don't like the tryhards.
Scripted stuff.
I don't think that was scripted.
That wasn't scripted.
It wasn't. Yeah. I don't like the, I'm going to show you how much hoorah. I care, guys. Yeah. Not really my jam. Happy birthday, Emily. How are you observing Aaron Rodgers' 39th
Happy
birthday?
Unbirthday to this guy. He's reached 39. You know, maybe this is the year he retires.
What athlete do you dislike the most?
Him.
Yeah, I would say Aaron Rodgers is definitely number one on my dislike list. Grayson Allen. I think I dislike Grayson Allen almost as much as I dislike Aaron Rodgers.
Virginia.
Well, Virginia. Allen had two games where he was a little,
Did he do that against Virginia? Or was it
twice?
Just
twice? Coming down to the end.
Both times against Virginia?
Freaking.
Oh, that I didn't know those were against
trips.
Virginia both times.
Well, that makes more sense.
Trips. And then,
you got the last laugh because he's just kind of a.
Yes, exactly.
Just
but
a
no,
guy. Is he still in the league?
Bucks.
Is he on the Bucks?
He's actually starting.
Yeah, and then Aaron Rodgers, obviously he. His one trip to the Super Bowl, because he's not that great, it was against the Steelers, beat the Steelers. So
it's weird how a guy like Rodgers is. So polarizing, because I tend to skew more towards Emily's side on this one. I'm not a huge fan of his, but I didn't always feel that way. When he first came up, I was an Aaron Rodgers fan. He's obviously a great player, but a lot of people.
Do you think a lot more people are like you or me, where I don't mind Aaron Rodgers? I don't care. I don't pay attention to all those details.
One way or the other, I think that the more Aaron Rodgers talks and is around, the more people dislike him.
Yeah, the last 2 years did not a lot for his reputation.
But you look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's everywhere. Everybody seems to like him. Mm-hmm. You look at Joe Burrow. Everybody seems to really like him. But Rodgers has that thing where it's like, nah.
Wonder how many people on his team would come to his birthday.
40%.
More than Russell Wilson's.
I don't know.
What was Russell Wilson? 50%?
50, according to the report.
50's pretty good.
How many did they invite? Do you invite the whole team? That's the question. It's like, how much of the team did
you invite? That's just one of those
group texts.
That's on
a Tuesday. Okay. Going to a party on a Tuesday, though, is also a little hard.
But it's as a football player, that's your off day.
Yeah,
the rest of the week, that's your
It was Tuesday at 10 a.m. So yeah, swing by.
Sounds like something he would do. Yeah. If I'm being honest, it does sound like something he'd be into. Still a little super crosstalk. Whoop 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 whoop. Mace, are you almost ready to whoop whoop again?
I'm just about there, man. I'm just about. The sad thing is now Juan has gotten the RSV.
Oh, did
so
you?
The whole house is just a mess.
Yeah,
don't rush it. Be like Stafford, who's cleared concussion protocol, but they're just playing it safe. Play it safe. Don't do the woo woo.
No,
yet.
I'm ready for Wolford Palooza on Sunday.
Yeah. Are you surprised? I was surprised. I thought we'd see Perkins.
I am surprised. I wanted to see a little bit more of Bryce Perkins. Wolford, obviously, more familiar with the offense because he's been in the system for a few years now. And at one point, McVay even decided he was going to use him in a playoff game, got his bell rung, and Jared Goff had to come in anyway. But I think he probably has more confidence in Wolford than he does in Bryce Perkins, even though I think Perkins probably has more upside.
Well, that's the thing, right, Mace? Like, I agree with what you said. I think that John Wolford probably gives them a better chance to win the game, if that's what we're looking at. He probably knows the offense better. But I don't know how good Bryce Perkins is or is not.
And these are the games to kind of see it.
Yeah, I feel like I got a reasonable hold of what sort of player Wolford is. I don't know about Bryce Perkins. I'd like to see more.
So I got me a prediction. Already, I don't know if we're going to win on Sunday, if the Rams are going to beat Seattle on Sunday, but I can guarantee you this. There will be one touchdown pass from John Wolford to Van Jefferson.
Well, who else would it go to?
Yeah, I guess there is nobody else, right? To Atwell.
Mace did call. Mace did call on the last drive of USC-UCLA. Mace, you did make that prediction.
Yeah, I did say DTR is throwing an interception.
He literally did it.
The odds were pretty good.
He looked at me and said he is going to throw a pick, and he threw a pick.
That's just playing the odds, though, Mace. He'd already thrown three.
Yeah, he was on a roll at that point of the game.
He was on a heater. How you feeling today, Momo?
Good.
Yeah?
I made an adjustment. Came in with a big, fluffy sweater on today.
There you go.
Yesterday, I came in with a
t-shirt.
And I was freezing in here. And I was like, you know what? It's time. I don't trust this place.
We had beef hanging up here. It was cold enough.
I had to put my hands inside my t-shirt for the whole show.
Well, who's in control? Like, when I'm there and Ireland's there.
It's on 67 right now.
Slee's closest to it, so that means he's in control.
Slee, do you control the thermostat?
Well, here's what happens.
He's got a puffy jacket.
Well, I had to wear it, too.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Trav does a move where sometimes when he exits, gets a little 1-2 tap.
Oh, for sure.
Just a little 1-2 tap. It's never going up. It's never going up. It's always going down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So even – and I'm kind of like, all right, I'm usually going to wear a sweater or jacket in here anyway, so I'm okay. I'm comfortable. If I'm wearing a T-shirt, I'd be freezing like Ramona yesterday.
Yeah, I was cold.
No, even in the middle of summer, I come in here with a sweatshirt
on. I feel like I understand you now. I have been dressed so poorly the last 2 days. Like, this is literally –
meaning what?
Rolled out of bed, put on some athletic leisure pants.
Yes.
A t-shirt and a sweater, and my hair is in a ponytail today.
That's okay.
That's okay. You look comfortable.
Yeah,
this is the beauty of radio, Momo. I'm telling you.
This is not a professional outfit.
It's a professional radio
today.
Outfit.
No stream.
We're all good.
Professional radio outfit.
Do you want a show?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So. I went and got a haircut yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard about this haircut.
I'm fairly certain it's the worst haircut I've gotten.
Now, my impression is it must look like Hans Gruber in Die Hard. Do I have that right, or is it some other 80s
So it's no, I think what they're talking – so Emily just said something earlier that friends of mine have said. This is not haircut related exactly, that I look like every bully from every 80s movie that existed.
Like in high school. Yeah.
that was my deal. It's really short. Like, I can't comb it or anything.
Yeah,
it just kind of sticks up all over the place.
I don't dislike.
I think you're being nice. It'll grow out.
So is it like a crew cut?
Almost. It's
really?
It's crew cut adjacent.
They went too short. Yeah, they went too short up top. So everything's just sticking up.
The first chop she went for, I'm like, uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Why don't you say something at that point?
Because it's already too short, Mason.
By the way, I've been in the same position where I think the barber is screwing it up, and you're just like frozen in space, and you're afraid to say anything because it might get worse. Plus, it's already cut, so there's no do-over.
You can't glue it back on. Once it's too short, you got to take everything else down with it. Does it... Be honest, Ramona. It's pretty terrible, yes?
Take off the headset. Okay. Take off the headset.
I mean, I know why you don't like it.
Because usually I kind of pull it back, right?
Yeah,
and this
pull it back.
Just sticks up like
I got to be honest, it's not
six
good.
Years old.
It's not your best haircut.
You don't think it's good?
It's not, no, it's
I
not
think
his best
fine.
Haircut.
I'll tell you the truth. I think it's fine.
Coming from somebody with no hair, it wasn't your best haircut.
It's not
exactly.
A great
exactly. Boy, that Tom Rinaldi schedule was ridiculous.
Is that a bonkers or what?
Who wants to work that hard? Seriously, who wants to put themselves through that?
I had that exact same thought, Mace. I was like, that. No,
Doha, Jersey, Columbus, Dallas, back to Doha, whatever the hell it was. It's
Kansas
like
Kansas City.
They are not paying that guy enough. Whatever they're paying him, they're not paying him enough.
He's definitely flying first class, okay?
Of course,
flying on Qatar Airways first class is like pretty
nice.
I'm sure
it's totally
freaked out. But it's still
18
hours in an airplane.
Oh my God, I know. And then to just pop into really big college football games and like
NFL games, a college football game,
Chiefs
and the
Rams in the middle of all that.
Yeah, it's the lope. That's the nadir.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm looking for ways to work a little less.
Yeah.
Work less, not more.
Yeah.
So I think the way to phrase it that comes across well to your employer is I want to pick my spots.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, me, I want to
really
pick
my spots where I can have an impact.
Yes. Strategically deploy your expertise.
Excellent. You like that?
That was really good. The way she said it, too.
Sounds like Momo may have had this conversation.
So we were talking a little bit earlier. Have you ever seen your parents super drunk?
Super drunk. I saw my mom super stoned.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Same idea.
Never seen my dad, but I've seen my mom a little toasty.
Yeah, we were talking about when it's okay for your kids to kind of see that maybe you've been enjoying yourself a little bit. And I realized I've never really seen my parents in that state of mind. And
See, I saw my dad drunk mostly the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah,
that is sadly true.
He picked an era. He didn't pick an event.
Hey, it's Dad.
There he is again.
That's the way it went at my house.
Well,
I heard your stories though. The Bergman story about Jan Bergman yelling "Let's Dance" on Bourbon Street was
dragged
classic.
Off Bourbon Street.
I've worked with Bergman for years. He's never had an occasion to tell that story. No,
we had a caller, Ramona, that said that he and his dad went out one night and tore it up. And his dad's big dude. His dad's 6'5", 300 pounds, big guy. And the next day, his dad was the organist at a funeral.
Oh my gosh!
And fell off the bench. He couldn't play the organ anymore.
Passed out.
I like that story about the guy who went bowling and put the shoes on and then complained about the shoes.
Yeah.
These shoes aren't working. No, they're on the wrong feet, sir. That's a great one. My mom's gotten stoned a couple of times. I guess lately she's been hitting up the dispensary out in Palm Springs a little bit.
Yeah.
But
what does stoned mom do? She just get weird or quiet or what happens?
She gets so jelly. She just be so like I remember we were at this house in Palm Springs and there was a pool. So my mom has a piece of chocolate or whatever it was, and it was probably too much for her. And she just walks out to the pool and lays on one of the rafts on her side, which is not in the pool. She just lays on the raft on the side of the pool for the rest of the night, yammering and yammering and yammering. I thought it was actually really entertaining.
Oh, so she gets super talkative.
She gets very talkative.
That's I have somebody in my household that gets a little talkative when we go to the other side.
I've seen Mace a little toasty.
No, when?
When we were in Bristol.
Oh yeah, but that was a gigantic margarita, right?
Yeah, it was a.
We were at the Comfort Inn or whatever
it was the one with the cookies. So the
Days
one,
Inn.
Doubletree.
We have a much more recent story of you, Mace.
No, we're not going to tell that story.
No, he talks about it all the time.
Yeah, I talk about Clearman's Galley.
He's a legend there.
Morales tried to feed me 3 dirty martinis, and guess what happened?
So what happened to
so
the
Mace
Doubletree?
I was surprised because like for a guy who lights up as much as you do and like handles that very well, apparently you do not hold liquor very well. Like
not
you had
you
completely
just,
different.
I don't think it
what
was a lot.
What happens to him? Like, is he get
completely
chatty?
Different.
He was just
sloppy?
Like,
oh,
I'm having some of this Tazma. like slurry and happy.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was like that. And it was
is the Doubletree in Bristol? Is that literally across the street from campus?
Literally across the street.
It used
to be some other hotel chain, and it was so sad. It was
the Radisson, right?
Yeah, it was a Radisson.
Yeah.
And the other options are there's no good hotels in Bristol. Like when you go to the ESPN campus, there's like a Residence Inn that's a couple miles away. It's about as good as you're going to get. But I used to always fly there in the dead of winter because that's when the NBA season was on and I'd have to go back for SportsCenter hits and stuff. And it was when you go to that Residence Inn and like you can't even walk through like the warm hotel lobby, you just have to go straight from your car in the icy snow and like, I'm from California and I don't do this. And like you just go inside and it's cold in your room and like, and so at least when they have the DoubleTree opened up, it was like there's a nice lobby, there's a fireplace, they have the warm cookies.
Yeah.
They have a restaurant and bar there.
Sure.
Whereas, like, you know, Residence Inn, you're like stopping by the front desk and getting some Stouffer's, you know, to making your, and this is.
Well, and the size of the margarita was like, finish this margarita and you get it for free. I mean, it was like that kind of.
And Mace and I were there together and he was.
So it was a business decision.
Yeah. And we were like, what else we got to do
economics
here? It's like cold Connecticut in the winter. Like, we're not going anywhere.
I'm not good on liquor. I'm not good on liquor.
Yeah,
just not my jam.
What happened, Ramona, if you have too much to drink? What do you get, chatty?
I'm super happy.
Okay.
I'm happy drunk. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I get chatty and happy and stuff like that. The most drunk I have been ever, I think, in my life was my 40th birthday. I just, you know, because everybody keeps buying
you
alcohol.
Here, on me.
There are some photos from that night. I went to go see Queen with Adam Lambert at the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some photos of me that night, like afterwards. I don't remember all of that. And then I remember not being able to sleep right away. I really just wanted to go to sleep, but I was like, it was this spinning.
Oh, that's. Mm-hmm.
And then you can't go to sleep because you're just spinning.
You're
like,
holding on for dear life.
Oh my God.
You're just hoping the room.
Yeah,
will
I was
stop
like,
moving.
I don't want to do this again.
There was, we went one time.
Yeah.
When I'm on the business side, they told all the markets, L.A., New York, and Chicago. They're like, look, guys, we're going to take you back to headquarters. We're going to take you back to Bristol. We're going to go through. There's going to be a great training that we're going to do. It's kind of like a rallying cry. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to be at Bristol, Connecticut, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So they sent all the markets, all the business side, all the markets over there. And we literally held every one of our meetings and everything we did across the street from campus at the same hotel that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like we didn't even go on campus. It was just we could have done it. They could have sent everybody to could have done it in Cleveland. I think we went on campus one time.
Yeah.
So there's a kid that was just hired. This is like a perfect example of, hey, drinking and working, like make sure you got
Careful.
Make sure you got it down. He was literally just hired, probably had been at the office.
Oh no.
The Chicago office, let's just say the Chicago office, they drink their liquor.
Yeah.
That's a different world, right? He decided to drink as much as he possibly can in this little pocket that we have. At night we'd get together and in the morning you'd have meetings going, everything else. When we're going back to the airport, we're leaving. Mace, you remember Novak, right? Remember
Rob
Novak?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I remember Rob Novak. He's still talking somewhere.
Is that the same guy that you said couldn't sit next to you on the bus?
Yeah, exactly. Same guy.
Novak is driving the van that we're all in. We had to pull over so this kid could keep throwing up.
Oh, no.
So bad.
It was at the same hotel you're talking about, drinking as much as he did, you know, right next to campus, everything else. I'm like, my man, you're about 30 minutes into the company. Is this really kind of
you want to start off?
Wow, yeah, that's rough.
Here, let me know what you let me know. I'm going to let you know what I'm about.
I just think drinking and work stuff is
terrible
idea.
Trust me, it's a bad idea.
Like even if it's at a conference or a summit or something.
Did you guys drink at the Mandy's? Did you guys drink?
I did.
Yeah, I had a few drinks there.
I did not.
It's
not terrible.
Mace,
I knew I had to go up there and accept a bunch of awards.
I didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's why Trav and I just kept drinking.
Yeah, you guys just drink away.
I wish I had something to say. I got nothing to say.
We gave it away award. That's the closest we got.
You did hand over an award. That's right.
And the guy disappeared like 2 weeks later. He never appeared from ever again.
Travis got a video tribute at the Mandy's.
That's right.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
It was like Travis Rogers, man of the people, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the everyman or something like that.
So Mandy's 2, which I understand is they're working on right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a feeling that Cappy and I twerking, I have been told, is going to be a centerpiece of the Mandy's 2.
Why not?
Which is just ridiculous at this point. Well, Kaplan and I are doing a show together next Friday from 1 until 3. This is the first time me and Kaplan have ever done a show together.
And
a lot of people think this is like worlds colliding. What's going
to
happen with these two guys doing a show together? We're looking for a gag. So if you can think of a gag that we can do next Friday. We've done twerking, obviously. We've done a lot of this stuff. But if you can think of
Down Dog.
No, down dog is too easy. Everybody does down dog.
How about some sun salutations?
No, we're not going to do a yoga off. A yoga off is not entertaining.
That.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. But if you got an idea, tweet us at Venice Mace, at Ramona Shelburne, at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa, whoever.
Okay, so before
whoever.
Before I just go on Twitter, I mentioned this to you guys yesterday. There was something in our mailbox, Mace, that we're having a block party on my street.
Oh, nice.
And yeah. For the holidays.
You and your neighbors get together.
Well, yeah, I guess. And it has the people that are hosting it, their address, and come by, and we're going to do this and bring that and all these other things.
Nice.
I don't know who they are. I don't know their names. I don't know anybody on my street other than one of my neighbors. Mm. Am I obligated to attend this thing? I'm assuming everybody on the street was invited, obviously.
Be bold, Travis. But be bold. Show up to see your neighbors.
But this is my point. To do what? To stand there awkwardly and introduce myself? I've lived on the street for 8 years, and I don't know these people.
You don't know them, so why not get to know them? Get to know your neighbors.
I understand you, Travis. I do. You just don't have enough love and bandwidth for anyone else.
You don't have warmth
when you're
in your
old
heart.
Enough,
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
No, you have plenty of friends.
I do.
You see plenty of people all day long.
I do.
And your cup runneth over.
I'll take that. I'll take my cup runneth over rather than you don't have love in your heart.
No, you don't need any. Like, it's like adult friendship. Like, there have been moments in my life where I have, it'd be good to have some more friends. Like, when you first get to college, that's a friend making time,
yes.
Right? When you first move to a new city.
When you first have kids.
Yeah, when you first have kids. Like, I'm in that time right now. I'm making some new mom friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had play dates. That are also like, parents come over, I make a pizza, and they bring the wine.
Yes.
Like, and we would not be friends outside of our kids, but, for that relationship.
That's exactly my point. And Mace, this is the thing, like, the fact that we happen to share some common geography
it's okay.
Doesn't mean that I have to get to know you.
But didn't you just answer your own question?
There will come a point in your life when you will need those neighbor friends. Like when you're old and you don't leave the house anymore or you don't go too many places.
Exactly. When you're old,
you're
Travis.
You're going to be glad you know your neighbors.
You clearly do not want anything to do with
this. Want to be in the old people home.
So you're not showing up at the block party, right?
We'll see. We'll see. Right?
I think you show up at the block party and then you leave. It's like, I think that's a 30-minute drop by.
Can go.
That I can do. Susan will twist my arm. I'm going to have to go.
Yeah.
Is Susan more social than you?
By
I guess she can't be less social.
She doesn't want to leave, Mace. They're wrapping up the place, and she's still going.
Nice.
It'll be. We'll see.
Well, you two balance each other. You compliment each
we
other.
We do. Now. We're yin and yang, for sure. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Have a great weekend. Go Rams.